Gretchen Whitmer kidnap plot suspect echo Democrats with tyrant Trump rhetoric. By Kyle Olson on October 9, 2020. As Democrats attempt to blame President Trump for the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, at least one of the suspects used rhetoric progressives have repeatedly used to describe Trump as a tyrant. "Trump is not your friend, dude," Brandon Caserta said, with an anarchist flag hanging above his shoulder. "And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant," he said. Caserta and five others are charged with conspiracy to commit kidnap, which could bring a sentence of up to life in prison. "There is no place for hate in America. And both of us have been talking about this for some time, about how white supremacists and these militias are a genuine threat," Biden said alongside running mate Senator Kamala Harris on Thursday. The president has to realize the words he utters matter. Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke but as a rallying cry, as a call to action, Whitmer said. "When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight." But numerous Democrats and progressives have accused Trump of being a tyrant, just as Caserta did. "Trump is a racist tyrant," Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, D, declared just weeks ago. Days later, Representative Jerry Connolly, DVA, referred to Trump as a tinpot tyrant after the president warned there could be fraud with mailed-in ballots. When Trump suggested the 2020 general election could be delayed, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D, called it the act of a tyrant. "The election, of course, is not being delayed." In 2016, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, D, called Trump a wannabe tyrant. New York Magazine deemed Trump a corrupt, bloodthirsty tyrant in an October 2019 headline. In June, Jonathan Allen at NBC News published a piece titled, "Trump is playing the tyrant, because he doesn't have the people's consent." Common Dreams, a far-left website, wondered if Democrats can landslide the criminal tyrant Trump. "A tyrant clown has destroyed my love affair with America," Robert McCrum lamented in the UK Guardian. In September, a Canadian woman was charged with sending the deadly poison ricin in a letter to Trump. She, too, adopted the rhetoric of progressives in her screed. "I found a new name for you, the ugly tyrant clown. I hope you like it," she alleged said, according to the criminal complaint, CNBC reported. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.